Hey everybody, and welcome to episode one of what I hope will be many of the Souls and Flower podcast. I was thinking the other day that I'd really love to have a just a record of everything I've done, and I'm such a terrible writer, or at least I think I'm a terrible writer, where I have a hard time, you know, categorizing my thoughts and writing them down and making it constructive and orderly and to where I can understand it when I try to read it at a later date. So I thought the podcast would be a great medium for me to be able to sit down and just for 5 minutes just talk, you know, about the game, about the class, about, you know, social gaming in general, and how I think the game's changing, things that I find really interesting about the game. And so I thought that's what I would do with this podcast. And this first one, I was going to talk about the big thing that happened this last week, these last 2 weeks really, was the new real ID system that we had in Warcraft and in all Blizzard games. And it's not that it was a technological step forward. No, it was more like they were implementing technology that's readily available. But now that we're given this, we can communicate with people. It doesn't matter where we are. It doesn't matter what character we're on. It doesn't matter even what server we're on. But we can talk to anyone of our friends on this list. I can be on my Horde tune, and I can be chatting with my friend on his Alliance tune. And I think this is like the final stone. It shows where Warcraft has come from and, you know, where we are today. And we are, you know, so many people have been talking about we are in a social game now. Warcraft is completely social. We are, you know, done away with the hardcore aspect of it. And for me, Warcraft has always been very social. I was introduced to the game by my brother, and he, you know, I wanted to level with him, but I don't know, through some crazy random happenstance, I ended up on a server on the opposite faction, and I just sort of piddled around and did my own thing. And at first, the thing that captured my interest about Warcraft was just the beauty of it, because I started a Night Elf, and I went into that opening area, and it was just awesome to look at, and just to behold everything. But that didn't hold my attention. It captured it, but it didn't hold it. It wasn't until about level 40, or 30 or 40, that I got into my very first guild, and I was like, oh my god, there are people playing this game. And it wasn't until level 60 that I discovered Ventrilo, and I finally figured out how the hell to set that damn thing up. And then I heard people's voices, and it was like, oh my god, there's something new and something exciting, and these are actually real people. I can hear their voice. And I think that... So I've always had this aspect of very social core to my Warcraft gaming, and I think this new Battle.net system just completes it, because I've never leveled Horde because I feel alone, and I don't want to be alone. I want to be able to chat with my friends. I want to be able to, you know, goof off and do nothing, because honestly, I've leveled, you know, 5 different 80s, so I've seen every single quest, and I've seen it from, you know, a billion different classes. So I don't want to go through that again. I want to be sitting there with my friends and having a good time doing this. And I really do enjoy leveling, and I do enjoy goofing off with these people that I have developed this close relationship with strictly over the meta. I've never met these people in real life, and I'm closer to them than I am to people in my real life. And I mean, that may sound pathetic, but I mean, that's where we are in social gaming now. And I think this also applies to so many other aspects of our lives now. You know, we have social networking. Everyone has their cell phone with them at all times. I have my iPhone with me, and I'm always connected to the internet. I have my Twitter stream with me at all times. So I have Foursquare. I know where everybody is. I know what everybody's doing. And I think this gets carried over to also to console games too, and you know, we see how other console games have either succeeded or failed, or because other, you know, not just games but the consoles themselves, because of their social aspects. You know, poor Nintendo, they'd have a great system, but their social networking thing is just god awful. It makes me want to pull my hair out. But I think that's where we are in Web 3.0. It's very social. And it's that interaction that we have with our fellow friends. And I just can't wait to see where it goes from here. I really love this. And this is the way that I've always pictured the perfect meta to be. Questions or comments, hit me up at gnome.riley@gmail.com. And I will talk to y'all later.